The Gemara in the end of the Kishon of Brachos brings down HaKoyre LeAvrohom Avrom. Someone calls Avrom Avinu Avrom without a hey. We call him Avrohom Oiver Be'ese Shenemar Lo Yomer Shimcha Oid Avrom Avrom Elo Avrom. Fred the Gemara lo meato a koire le Yankev Yankev also be oigol be'ese. Shenema lo yomer shimcha oid Yakoi ki im Yisrael ki soriso im Elohim v'anoshim v'tucha. Yakov's name also. Zog the Gemara shiny hosom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself calls Yakov later Yakov. Elohim Avrom, Elohim Yitzchok, Elohim Yankev. Like the Marsha, so you have a kasha in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is that? If you medayin, when it says in the Torah, "Lo ya'omer shimcha oid Avrom, kim Avrom," it means you're not allowed to pronounce the first name. So if it says "Lo ya'omer shimcha oid Yaakov kim Yisrael," you're not allowed to pronounce the first name. And if Hashem decides that you could, so learn out from the Zog the Maharsha Teretz, and we will explain it. That's what the Maharsha really means. The pshat is this. Avrom, he was Av to Aram, then he become Avram Avinu. If someone goes back and calls Avram Av le Aram, he became Avram Avinu, yeah? As a king, you reminded that he was a mayor, that he was in charge on, you know, on the tennis group in his neighborhood, you know? He doesn't want to hear that, you know, now he's a king. Remind him that, you know, on the Pircha, he was in charge of the Pircha. Yeah, he was in charge of the Pircha. Yankev, so what if he's called Yisrael? So what if he's Yisrael? But Amoli was called Yankev. So Amoli was called Yankev. Want to explain. What is Yaakov? V'yodo yechezes be'akevio. Yaakov was holding in the foot of Esav. Ha'achi koro shmo Yaakov v'yaakvei nizeh pe'amayim. He stole Makhoiro, he stole the brochas. Yaakov had a lot of challenges in his life. Hard life. Maybe I will explain it with a moshel, the famous moshel of the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says, when the Yid came to the Shomai, he asked him if he has chusim. He says, no, nothing. He said, yeah, in my shul, the Rav was very into davening shachis betzibur. Like, you know, that was the mitzvah we did in our shul. Okay, they put the mitzvah of davening in the shul, shachis, they put all that, various. Pitom, white malochim started to come with bags, with slush and mud, dirt, and they put everything on the mitzvah scale. Where's? He asked them, what is this? Remember when you went to shul in the morning when it was snowing, and the mud, and the frozen, all of that we collect. Gan Eden. A couple days later, another guy from shul passes away. Mitzvahs in our shul shachris. The Rav was bringing it to shachris. The minion. They put that mitzvah. Everything else is averus. They send him to Gehenna. He says, Rabbi Yisai, you know, I had this big limousine. I went every day to shachris. Put that limousine on the way. I'm telling you more from all that mud. It was a 500, you know, mortar mamish. They told him, here we don't put on limousines. We put on mud. A person in life has tzoris. So over a lot of times, this mashal said again, there were two people that passed the Holocaust. One's number was 0056, one was 0057. Both of them were in Auschwitz. They came up to the Shomayim. 0056 got a 500,000 palaces of gold. 0057 got 1,000,000 palaces of gold. So 0056 went to complain, you know, it's a place where you give the complaints there. And they said, I thought it's Olam Ha'emes. We're in the same bunk in Auschwitz. We slept beds. One time I slept in the bottom, he slept. The other day we switched. One day I went to work. He put on the tefillin. The other day I forgot. One Shabbos I worked, one Shabbos he worked. One day I ate the bread, he ate the horse's meat. The other day, fakel. Exactly 50-50. How it could be in Oilam HaEmes, he got $1 million, I'm left with a half $1 million. He told him, you remember the last day of Auschwitz? He says, remember. Remember what? The Nazi shooted 0057 in his head. He fell on the floor, but he didn't die. So the Nazis sent the black dog to take pieces off him. Didn't help. The Nazis started to step at him and step at him and step at him until he managed to kill him. He was standing there. He said, Ribbono shel Olam, I'm asking you one favor. When my neshama goes out, when he shoots the bullet, take my neshama. I can't pass this pain. And Hashem couldn't say no to you. After 6 years in Auschwitz, you know what, 6 years in Auschwitz, they put wires in the ear, took them out from the nose, they peeled off the nail. We don't, I'm telling you, what do you know about Auschwitz? ISIS is garnish for Auschwitz. Oh, Hashem couldn't say no to you. And when the bullet hit you, your neshama went out. For that half an hour that he suffered for that, he was becoming a yid. He gave him another half a million palaces of gold. He says, Ribbono shel Olam, why you listen to me? I would suffer another half an hour forever, I would be better. They tell him it's too late. We're going to say in Chanukah, Ala Nisim, Ala Nifloes, Ala Tshuas, Ala Milchobos. Ala Nisim, Hashem, thank you. Ala Yeshuas, thank you. The Alam Ilchomis. What does thank you anymore? Thank you, Nisim, Ifloes, Chuois, and the best thing Hashem Ilchomis. My mother sat in Siberia for 6 years. She was a prisoner 6 years. She was taken in the beginning of the war. 6 years in Siberia. She never believed that she will see the light. She was a little kid, she was 6 years old when she got to Siberia. It's 50 degrees under zero, mamish, minus 50. She tells me a lot of times in her life, she passed a lot. A lot of things in her life that she passed, she'll be happy to trade. These 6 years of Auschwitz, she doesn't want to trade. Yeah, this is Meister Shoim, Bismel Vesim. Now, if I would be Zeicher that my mother, not only 6 years Siberia, she would also be 6 years in Auschwitz. She was not, she was 6 years in Siberia. At the same time. But I would be really proud, right? He would look at me, wow. Now, if I would tell you, you know, my mother sat 6 years in jail for drugs, yeah? I'd be embarrassed to sit here, right? But the fact that she sat 6 years in Siberia, it gives me a cover. I love to say over that story that my mother said. This is the guy that I take to myself, yeah? I like to say it. My mother sat 6 years in Siberia. It sounds very good. Why it sounds so good? Just be careful. We are proud of our nisyonos. Yaakov Avinu is the one that is the semel for the Golos. The Yaakov Avinu of Yodu Mitzrayim. When Yaakov becomes Yankov and he becomes Israel, he's proud of the years that he was a Yaakov. It's not embarrassing to call Yankov Yankov. This is what he has on his crown. When Hashem was nisgalet to klal Israel el maimed har Sinai v'tachas raglov kelivnas asapir, Rashi says, the stones of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim and Kisei HaKovet, you see it. The time of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, the time of suffering, is the time that we're proud. The hard days, if we pass them in the right way, if we use them in the right way, we are proud of ourselves. Ala nisim v'ala nifloes v'ala tshuas v'ala milchomos. When he gave him a name, Israel, what is the name Israel? Kisoriso imanoshim ve'elokim v'tuchol. Even the name of Yankiv, when it changes to the winner, and has inside this temple of Yaakov the fighter. The king doesn't want that people remember that once he was the head of the Pirchei. But you know, the president in America, or the big surgeon in America, yeah, he's proud of himself that he paid $10 for the first time that he had to go somewhere. Why? Because it makes him better. Look what I passed. Right? He's not embarrassed. Why are they saying the pass? Because this makes them look who we are. Nisyonos in life, when they pass in the right way, it's a proud, if you know how to use them. A person grows from nisyonos. Avraham Avinu, before he was Avraham, then Hashem was Bochar and Avraham. We don't remind the girl that he was a guy. But the nisyonos of a person, when Yaakov Avinu fought, he was the youngest, he had to fight with his brother. He had to get the brachas. He had to run to Lavan. He doesn't want it to be forgotten. This is a part of his beauty. It's not 6 years in jail. It's 6 years in Siberia. A person can come to the Shamayim. Why the other person was Matzliach? You know what the Siyonis he had? You know what he passed? You know how much he grew? This is what a person has to work on. This is what a person has to be proud of. A bacher has to know. I say Alamol, the Moshel, when I was a kid, was a game. I don't know if it has it today, but when I was a kid, they had that game. Everyone played that game when I was a kid. The game where it was a yellow man, and he would eat little pieces. Now, every piece that he ate, you got a dot. Then, like as a square, you got 200. Then, cherries came. If you manage to eat that cherry, it's 1,000 or 2,000, I don't remember. And that cherry was a chisol. If you don't eat him, he becomes an eye, and then he eats you up. Now, you had like three chances. By us, it's Sheva Yipol Tzadik becomes the only chilek. By them, they hold Sholosh. I had an attempt to send them maybe to make a different vision, but I don't know if it exists or not. It's a Mishnah again. Now, Master Yashav, you're playing this game. Now, Lo Yitzuya, the game, will not have the squares and will not have these cherries coming. There's no point to play the game. For what you play, yeah? Maybe the guys at Mamish don't like to learn will do that, yeah? A normal person, you know? So the whole challenge is you play, it gets harder. You're right, it's dangerous. But then you can get 7,000, 8,000, 18,000, then you get another life. This is the game, yeah? On them is no game. It's the same thing in Ruchnias. Some guys, he doesn't want it to have heart. He just wants to eat one dot, two dot, three dot. At the end of the year, maybe 365 dots. Yeah, you might say chama. No. But the guy that has the challenge, no chavruse, doesn't have the suya, problem with his parents, one day he has 10 cherries, 10,000 dots. He's the lucky guy. Asher yoyav Hashem yoychiach. I heard a Givaldi Kipshat Shabbos, I went to Shalom Zohar. Givaldi Kipshat. Leo, Hapam Oide Hashem, after the fourth kid, she thanks Hashem. Why after the fourth kid? Why she couldn't thank of the first time, the second time? This time she got more, right? Four mothers, 4 times 3 is 12. So normally the 3 was the portion of everyone. She got 4 for a portion, she got all excited. Hapam Oide Hashem. That's nice. Can't say thank you before. Chazal said, Leah was the first one that said thank you. I'm sure if I would be there, I would say thank you before also. Leah was the first one to say thank you. Everyone said thank you. You know what Leah realized? She was rejected. She couldn't marry Yaakov. She had to steal the simonim. You know how icky it is to go into a marriage when your husband marries you in a mistake? This was her life. Chazal said, Vatar Gisnu Anoichi. She felt she's married in default. she realizes, but because of that, the ikar is that common as a shvatim. Yeah, no one, Yaakov and Leah are not here anymore. Yeah, the shaila is who has the shvatim. She realized that her suffering gave her points. She got six in the end. Was kedai to suffer or not kedai to suffer? So two young girls, one is the nice one, one is the successful, one is the Neoleo Hakois, she's marrying the Esav, her life is bad. I'm jealous of my nice life of my sister. Years later pass, who is the lucky, who is not the lucky? That's it. Rochem b'vag al banel, chas v'sholom, don't get me, even the tzad, but still the echbet mechilin, I don't mean b'chule b'chule. Yeah? About what we see, apam oide Hashem, she said thank you for the bad. Hatoyve Ameitiv. She chapped. She chapped. Leah was the first one that chapped. If you suffer, you gain. You have guys that have hard days. So what they do that day, I'm not feeling good. Yeah? I'm trying to wake as I'm worried. You know, if someone, I spoke once to one of the Balabati that I know, one of the higher class Balabati. If you make as a machine that could test if you're sick or not. You can't say, no, not every guy himself will have such a machine. You know, he gets up in the morning, he's not sick. He doesn't want to get up, he can stay in bed. Plus, I'm not feeling good today. You can't argue with him, yeah? Our friends, you know, if you're not feeling good today, you don't go to play with friends. So the kid knew to measure if it's good to stay home or not. Why? My prison is hard. Okay, now is the test. For example, come 7 o'clock now, Seder starts 8:30. Now it's a bit harder to learn. Now you get like 50 points. Nah, now we'll take it easy. Comes the Seder, it gets a point. Chaval. Chaval. Well, you could learn the whole night Seder, the whole Zman. Could be we'll get tonight from 7:30 to 8:30. I don't mean learn tonight and then don't come the whole night Seder. Yeah? But it's a whole, Alamon knows how to raise Cheshmer. A person doesn't realize. The hard times are the water we grow. Oyitcho Hashem ki anisoni. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. I know a Yid that has his suri. He gets up every morning, Hashem, thank you, thank you. I know you're doing it for my good. I know I'm growing for good. I don't know how to think. I don't know what to think. Yirotzen ki ilu I think. Ilu I talk. So I'm saying it in two parts. One part for life. Not everything dafka yeshiva and tell you. I said it over and I'll say it again and again because this is the answer. I tested it myself yesterday. I said it over, it was Mrs. Machlas, it was Mr. I said it the week after the Shiva, and I said this because the same idea. You know, she had like this open house, and 3 o'clock by night, a strange lady knocks at the door, she wants a recipe for a pizza, whole wheat episode. Her husband tells this lady, you know, come tomorrow morning. His wife hears it from the bedroom, she gets up, no. He tells her, why, a crazy lady. He says, if Hashem doesn't want to test me, why he send a crazy lady at 3 o'clock in the morning? To wake me up, he could have made an alarm clock. We'll wake up sometimes without a reason, yeah? Because we don't know the reason, yeah? Why he had to send it? I had guests in my house yesterday. So I made up with him to be home at 11 o'clock. Finishing yeshiva late and this. It's 11 o'clock, I didn't have a marriage, so I stopped for some marriage. I'll let him to wait. Even Paul Chashev, I have to daven my Hashem is also important. After Chatzos, daven the Shtibul and Alnof. Interesting guy is standing behind me, and he decides to take a long shmones. I don't believe that he was mechaben. Yeah, like a strange guy, you know. But from the heart, he for sure was davening. Yeah, and like there was no reason he was standing behind me. I had so much attaining. You know, the davening finished, anybody's not mechav, and I had all the attain. Then I said, so why Hashem made him to stand behind me? If not to test me, he said, Captain, stay 2 more minutes. It's a chum, and not to go, he said, Shalom. And I was oymed in the Nisayon. I was very proud of myself. Why I'm telling you that? Yes, this is the way to grow. The Nisayon doesn't have to be a Nisayon to close the Gemara, open the Gemara, learn 12 hours.
Open your eyes, he's testing you the whole time. And nothing happened. Believe me, these people stayed in my house till 2 o'clock and there was a bunch more people came. Yeah? Only 2 o'clock I could have started to learn. So I came 5 minutes late. None of Kamina. Ask him. Nothing happened. I'll come to the Shomai. They will show me the movie. This guy, look, we're testing you. For no reason you rushed up. For what? Shmuz, the poor guy? So, from the better crowd. The Seder. So what? I picked up my foot to do the Issa Shalom. And I realized this is the test. Hashem had to send him to stand back. No one else was left in the Shtimah. And the guy, you were not sure if he's laughing or not, yeah? He was like, you know that guy? And I said, Bayer Shalaylo, I test. You know how good I feel? And all of you would feel good the whole time, the whole day. If the guy near you, you would not hurt him. It's 24 hours, these Nisyanis. Hashem loves us. He gives us more and more. But test. I got up today in the morning early. I missed my minyan in 10 minutes. My wife needed something. So normally I dive in the 20 to 7 minyan in the morning. I went to dive in the 7 o'clock minyan. But it's a big difference for me because this 20 to 7 minyan, you know, is easy. People that get up early, finish early, yeah? It goes in and out. Yeah? The 7 o'clock minyan, now the guy has a chiyuv there. I'll tell you. I really organized time. I thought, there's always to speak though. I think it's not covered for the mister or where he's davening. But anyways, now from after the people in our Nofu Nifter were tefillin, I don't take off my tefillin. I try before davening finishes. It doesn't make a difference what it will cost. Come on, Hashem. I was the last one left with the chazit today, the book. I was so rushing. I didn't prepare yesterday. I went to sleep late. I had so much things to do. I said, "My sense of Kabbalah, you know, it's not even a minion." And he finishes. He starts Shir HaMailos because some Rabbanim said to say, "You know, four Shir HaMailos a month ago when it started to start." You know, say the Racheinu. What he could add, he added. Yeah. But the etzim all of our life is like that. But if you look at it, here's the test. It's a Catholic. Pass the test. I walk around. I pass the Nisayin. Right? You don't have to say, I pass that Akedah. He tests me, I pass. Hashem, you checked? Yes. Hashem, yes. You know, you start to grow. You don't need to be in Auschwitz to grow. He's testing you the whole time. He's testing you the whole time. With rechibus, with everything. I'm telling you, I fail a lot. Don't think that I have a lot of, I write a lot of X's also. I'm not trying to say that I'm perfect. I'm far, far away from it. But the same thing in learning. He's testing you. Open the Sefer. Open the Gemara. Learn. He's testing you. He wants to see Alav Chomes. Yaakov is proud that he's Yaakov. If someone calls Yaakov, this is the Shvach. This is the Oymik of the Marsho. Avraham Avinu, the name switched. Yaakov, the name didn't switch. He got to the Ozum Adrange, but he's called Yaakov.